Well, here we are, a pre-show from South Florida for the 30th of September. And tonight, we're headed over to we're going to take Kirby and go to a pet-friendly hotel in the outer lying areas here of the greater Miami-Fort Lauderdale megalopolis. We're going to go far afield of the city and spend the last few nights I have here in South Florida kind of taking in some scenery other than Broward County, if you know what I mean. And we're going to take Kirby with us because, you know, he deserves some time away too. And we found they've got a few pet-friendly places in Florida, as they do in California, as they do in a lot of states. If there are any states that are worth a pinch of shit, they have places that are pet-friendly on some level. And so we're going to take the old man with us. I'm sure he'll dig it. And that's why we are not going to have a chat Friday night. We'll return on the 8th, 4th, 5th, 6th, yeah, the 8th, October 8th will be our next Friday night chat. That'll be back in, we'll be back in California for that one. And we certainly do hope you enjoy every moment. So today, man, was Jackie's gotten a whole lot of auditions, so she's been actually pretty busy working this week. We went out last night to Quarter Deck, which is a kind of a favorite place of ours. Hung out and had some fish tacos and watched some baseball. I mean, it's been kind of an uneventful vacation. We've been doing a lot of hiking, man. We've been doing a lot of hill climbing and shit, such as there is available to us here in Florida. There's a place down in Davie called Vista View Park. Some places in Weston we can hike up and down some hills. So that's kind of my thing, you know, and keeping exercise. Because, you know, as you guys know, if you've been following me, this whole weight loss thing. When you go out on vacation, or you're just with, you know, you're with the woman you love, you know, you're with anybody that you care about, it's family. I mean, you're going to be doing a little partying, you know, you're going to be doing a little eating and drinking and everything else. And I hold back. I mean, I don't party the way I used to. I don't I sure as hell don't eat the way I used to, man. That's like, look at this. I got to let Kirby in, man, because he doesn't dig it. You want to go inside? Kirby, hold on. Kirby, come on, come here. Do you want to go inside? You want to go inside? Do you want to go inside? I'm talking to Curb Boy. Are you just going to lay there, huh? Okay, all right. Good boy. Want to go inside? No, here. Just you stay there, man. That's okay, Kirby. Stay there, buddy. Are you going inside, Kirby? He's confused, man. He's just trying to, he's following me, and I'm like going, what would you, Kirby, do you want to go inside or do you want to stay out here? All right. Sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to confuse you, bud. I'm sorry, Kirby. He was going to lay down on that blue mat, which is his favorite place to lay. You can lay there, man. But I don't know whether he wants to go inside the house or he wants to stay outside. This is, you guys are following the saga of Kirby. You know, he's pushing 18. He's going to be 18 in January, I think. And he's old, man, and he doesn't know whether he's coming or going some days. But I tell you one thing, he's doing better than a lot of 18-year-old dogs. He still gets up and chases squirrels. He gets up and chases birds when he sees them, and you know, man, he's like, you know, he was hanging around this evening. I cooked salmon and vegetables, and that's kind of my thing. That's what I call Phil's quick dinner. It's just, and ever since I've been on this DASH diet, which is a, you know, low, no sodium, you know, no salt diet, man. And you're eating, you're trying to get protein, low sodium protein. The best is probably salmon. So what I do is I cook, like I cooked six salmon fillets tonight. I did a whole bunch of steamed vegetables that I kind of season it with salsa. You know, I serve it with salsa. Salsa and steamed vegetables is really good. I don't know if you have tried that, but it's really freaking good. That's my thing. And as I was eating this, Kirby was hanging around the table. And so I gave him some salmon that didn't have any seasoning on it because, you know, he's an old man. His guts probably can't take the freaking seasoning humans put on food. So I give him pieces of salmon that then have that on there. And this is my exciting life, you know, here. But the reason why I'm hanging with Kirby and cooking the dinners, Jackie's been working on a audiobook audition. And it's a big audition, many, many pages. So she's been taking up a lot of her time. And it's an area it's an area that she's really good at. So it takes some time. So I'm back in California on Monday. And I got a doctor's appointment on Tuesday. You know, my life gets more interesting, man. I got a woman in Florida. I got a whole life in California. You know, I hadn't had a physical exam in 10 years. And then last year, because I have this new woman in my life, what do you think a woman or a man will do when you meet somebody new and they love you and they care about you? What do they do? When's the last time you went to a doctor? Why don't you go get a physical? Let's see where you're at. Let's see what the baseline is on your health, all this. So that happened 1 year ago this month, pretty much. 1 year ago this month, I went off. I saw Dr. Ellman, and I got a full physical. I got a full scan. When you're an ex-smoker like I am, and I smoked from the age of 14 to the age of 57, so I smoked 43 years. And they tell you that from the time you quit smoking, and for me, it'll be another 5 years. So we're talking about 57, 67. I mean, I guess it's almost 20 years after you quit, you give up smoking, right? You should have a chest scan, maybe annually. It's an ex-smoker scan of your chest to make sure that you're not... You didn't fuck yourself up completely. And I don't know. I'm not a doctor, so I'm not saying that that's what you should have. Don't take my goddamn word for it, okay? We got more amateur physicians. You know what you really should have done? Like your best friends. I know how it is. They're all telling you this, that, some other bullshit. I'm just saying, for me, that's what my doctor said. So, I mean, Jesus, I started smoking Chesterfield cigarettes at the Chesterfield filter. Chesterfield made a filter cigarette. And when I started smoking cigarettes at the age of 14, they were 35 cents a pack. That's how goddamn long ago, 1967, I was buying them at a liquor store where the guy sold them to, you know. And I tell you right now, when I was 14, no way did I look 18. I looked like a baby-faced, punk-ass kid. So, hey, you know what? They were the times, man. Kid's buying cigarettes, he's buying cigarettes. Dude doesn't want to turn the business away. I ain't blaming him. You want me to blame somebody for my cigarette smoking? I can't even really blame them, but I will. My parents, they smoked like motherfuckers. My mother smoked Newports. My father smoked Kool and Salem. And then my mother started smoking. My mother was smoking Viceroy's, then smoked Newports. And they were lifelong smokers, both of them. And it fucked my old man up. He died at 72 from a variety of strokes and all kinds of shit happened to him. My brother just, you know, died at 73. And he was a cigarette smoker for a good portion of his life. I don't know when he gave them up, if he gave them up. But Dara had diabetes. That's what killed him. So here I am, and I'm hoping to maybe, you know, cheat the hangman and live a little bit more beyond what those cats were able to do. But life is guaranteed to no man. So that's tonight's philosophical treatise on all things relative to me and not. Stay tuned for our show today from Fort Lauderdale, Miami, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Dick Clark, so long.